The report on Owa Kambu has been distributed to honorable members. It's a lengthy report. And thank you for the drafters and the content that's captured in the report. I think it was a very good engagement we had that day. We gave the stakeholders the space the afternoon to also engage further on matters. I put to honorable members page 1, draft report, select committee of appropriations, correspondence from the executive mayor of Owa Kambu, and so it goes on, and the meeting we had. I put to honorable members page 1, the introduction and background, that's the capturing of the documents we received. On page 2, the presentations by the stakeholders. Going on to page 3, presentation by the district municipality. Page 4, Department of Cooperative Governance. Page 5. Provincial Treasurer of Eastern Cape, MEC, that was present. Which page?
No, I'm on page 7. Very nothing to do with the minutes as such, but just a comment based on the minutes. On page 7, 2.4, when National Treasury comments that stopping is done in terms of section 19 and 20 of the Act that requires consultation, but the whole idea is intended to assist fast spending establishments. You must always keep that in mind.
I'm coming to that in our recommendations as in
operation. Okay.
Our observations and the recommendations. Again, the role of the provincial legislature. What did they do? In all our engagement, it goes back to the provincial legislature. That's the first line. Page 7, members, I go to page 8. So the presentation by the provincial treasury. Go to page 9, that's our observations as committee. Reasons for the stopping of funds to Owa Kambu District Municipality. What came out from the district municipality is a capacity in the municipality. There was a huge challenge there. Procedure followed when the MIG funds to Owa Kambu DM were stopped. Challenges within the district municipality, the bottom of page 9. Page 10, the reality is DM spending was below 40%.
That's factored.
It's factored.
The cut.
So, excuse me. 3.4 measures and steps taken by National Treasury and the relevant departments to support and strengthen the capacity of the district municipality as envisaged in section 154 of the Constitution. That is captured there. Very important point. Both National Treasury and Provincial Treasury, as well as Eastern Cape Cocta, waited too long intervening despite warning signs about capacity challenges in the district municipality. See, every 30 days, Section 71 report must be submitted to the National Treasury. Captured yet. This is even law. Yes, this is the law. Every 30 days. But then you have to pick this up early in the year. In the financial year, not wait and pick it up at the end of the financial year. It doesn't make sense.
How many of them do it in
there? That's where IGR comes in. That's our job.
Yeah.
To enhance and strengthen intergovernmental relations. Addressing this. The actual spending of the MIC grant by the district municipality captured. I go to page 11. What is the implication of stopping funds on its service delivery? What's the effect? Are you in agreement with page 11?
Yes, sir.
Let's go to page 12. In the middle of the page of page 12, the third paragraph from the top. There is therefore a need to strengthen any further clauses regarding stopping of funds. Strengthening further clauses regarding the stopping of funds by requiring the approval of such action by Parliament, as is the case in section 2163 of the Constitution, when funds to the province are being stopped. Again, the vigilance of the committees. Failure by the municipal officials to perform as expected. Go to the consequences as captured in the MFMA. When we come to recommendations, page at the bottom of page 12, 4.1. Should report to Parliament on the actual municipal infrastructure grant spending by the district municipality to date and on a quarterly basis to the provincial legislature. I want that to be added. They can't be excluded. And on a quarterly basis to the provincial legislature, Eastern Cape.
Yeah.
Eastern
Cape. Can we put the rider?
Because when funds are stopped, they pick up the phone, they want the select committee on finance appropriations. That's what actually happens. That's what happens when they want to take shortcut.
Chairperson?
Although, Dr. Matema?
Can can we take it further and say, we say cut off. I forget. We are saying quarterly to the province. Can we say half yearly to the NCOP?
No problem. I've got no problem with that.
They need to keep them on their tools, maybe. Thank you.
We can do that. Are you in agreement, members?
No problem.
Just to strengthen the oversight.
Mm.
Okay.
Honourable members, are you satisfied with page 13?
Yes.
We go to page 14. I put the report to the committee and we'll move for adoption. Mugela moves for adoption a second and we've got different seconds. Now, what now? We're waiting for reports, but we also mentioned that we will go there. And that's when the DM delegation said straight up, they were listening, when are we coming?
Really?
True. I watched them. I watched their body language. Orville Motara said, look, now she must have said, where can we fit in?
Sorry,
yes.
Can we just, in our recommendations, not to take the committee back, but
no,
in our recommendations,
fine.
If we can say that the district must adhere to MFMA reporting timeframes and not put additional timeframes that are not legislated for. Can we just, because the issue here is that they are not adhering to the MFMA reporting timeframes. I think there was different sections. So can we just emphasize that?
Yes.
Otherwise we're going to get ourselves into a lot of...
Yes. Yes. Thank you for that recommendation. Thank you.
Oh, okay. And then maybe what we can do is we'll have to look in our committee oversight and put this in the committee oversight.
Just one day,
just because we've received the report in terms of the desktop report. So if we could just, we'll have to look at our program in the next oversight.
That is seeing that we're only yet 2 weeks in August.
Yeah, so we'll look at it and then go and add it.
MENCOM will check for that, and our committee work for them will assist us. Other members, the third term program that was circulated to members, am I correct?
Yes.
Oh, the minutes, where's the minutes? Other members, it's the minutes of the 20th of June. Presentation by National Treasury on the appropriation bill. Yep. Consideration of the draft report on the Urban Settlements Development Grant and then consideration of draft minutes. I put two members, page 1. I put the members, page 2. Order. I put the members page 3. I put the members page 4. And I put the members page 5. Can I get a mover for adoption? Honorable Motashupi move. Thank you. Seconder? Can I get a seconder for this minute? Yes, sir. Will be present. Oh, yeah. Isaac, sorry. Thank you for that. Members, then the third term program, Secretary, is in your pack that was distributed. Please lock that into your your program on your laptop or your iPhone. Also, although the APAC invitation is to the Select Committee on Finance, it's also I take it to the preparations, and those of you who can attend, please attend.
The Monday and Tuesday.
The Monday and Tuesday half day.
Yes.
Tuesday half day. Remember, thank you for your attendance. It's 20 minutes past 4. I appreciate that you work hard, and that our meeting is now adjourned. There's a study to it. That's a matter of high interest. Advocate Tau, can you update us on the latest developments? The political application was submitted, it was approved. The financials were submitted, it was approved. We are doing this trip jointly with the Portfolio Committee on Economic Development in the National Assembly to make it more effective. That's where we are now. So can the staff please update us?
Thank you. Yes, indeed, political application has been approved. The finance is still going through the processes because we needed to finalize certain things as we interact with the stakeholders, the other side. Some other expenses are coming into place like the use of a whole ground transport and so on, but that will be finalized before the first week of July. We will be done with all the funding processes. Maybe I can just ask Estelle to talk about the stakeholders that we have confirmed that they are available to meet the committee. We also report that the PC on economic development from the NA, they will also be in Malaysia, and they have shown interest to team together. I think the discussion started when Honorable Mohai was still the chairperson of the committee. There was that an agreement that when the two committees go that side, they will have joint activities. We have already identified areas where the two committees can have joint activities, and we have received feedback from the stakeholders from the other side. I will just leave that to Estelle just to indicate what are the stakeholders that have already indicated the availability.
Thank you, Chairperson. Well, so far, the High Commission, the feedback has been such that they basically saying they will probably not be able, no, they will definitely not be able to fill a whole week because of the availability of unavailability of some stakeholders for one, the parliamentary committee who we wanted to meet with, who is responsible for budget oversight, is not available because their parliament is not in session at that time, so the members aren't there. And when we asked about staff, they said that in Malaysia the staff may not engage with parliamentary staff with foreign delegations without the members. So basically what has been confirmed is the High Commission itself on the first day, and then the Malaysian, the Performance and Monitoring Unit, the Firmandu, who is responsible for the Big Part Results program. That is, we've listed Firmandu and the Big Part Results, and so they are responsible for that, so they've confirmed that they can brief us. And then the National Ministry of Finance, we said we wanted to speak to the Budget and Treasury Office. Now those that I've mentioned are engagements that we will be jointly doing with the Portfolio Committee on Economic Development, so those are stakeholders that they are still also interested in. So far those are the only confirmed ones. We haven't had confirmation with on this Economic Planning Unit. Trying to find the Economic Planning Unit within the Prime Minister's Department. They're still talking with them because apparently when the other two select committees that went to Malaysia in April, they also met with this office. So they are trying to understand why somebody's coming against
them. Same kind of thing.
Yes.
Go on.
Okay, so basically they're saying that they will draw up a program for us, but it won't fill the whole week. So we might put some of, yeah, so we will probably not only return on the Sunday, but probably a day or two earlier. Maybe be Monday to Thursday or... so that is where we are at the moment. Then the feedback from, although I must say that our colleague on the portfolio committee started that now. They were in Pretoria last week. And they engaged with the Malaysian High Commission in South Africa, and it seems they've agreed to be of some assistance to maybe see if they can oil the wheels at site for each meeting with them and talking to them, so hopefully we'll get a better response soon and get a full program. As soon as we have something, a draft program from that site, then we will. The other thing, sorry, that they mentioned was that all these places like Bermandu, currently their boardrooms only cater for 10 to 12 or 15 max people. So with the two committees together, so that's what they're saying. We must also cater for meeting venues, conference facilities, which is what African mentioned, that was added to our application. So that is one. Obviously, it will be split between the two committees then. So that might be a hotel conference or whatever the High Commission will split up. And sorry, I just want to, I know all members do have official passports. I think so.
Yes.
I'm not sure about Ms. Matebula. She didn't go to Mexico last year, but I emailed her and so.
You might just do follow-ups on members, referring to the member you just mentioned, that we don't end up rushing one or each other. Please don't do that. The reason... You must give us the date of returning because it affects our linking up with taking Parliament to the people. We received a form yesterday that we had to complete, and the travel is on Sunday, the 20th of August.
Oh.
It's a Sunday. So it's very important that we get the date that we are back in South Africa in our provinces to change clothes and to head to the Free State. Another important point to the staff, looking at the cost implication of venues, how is that going to affect the financial submission that was being made? Is it captured within that, or are this exceeding what is supposed to be approved? Because that is a very important implication.
Normally, especially with the international trips, it cannot be accurate. First, the fluctuation and other things that may come into the process. But what normally happens is, if the costs are such that a political approval is required, if they are reasonably very high, but if they are very reasonable, if I use my own judgment as what is reasonable is, if they don't go beyond 10% of the cost, I don't think it will be necessary to take the political approval again. But if it goes beyond that, then obviously the political approval must be made aware that what you approve is no longer the case. That is the understanding. Normally, the administration look at the court implications. What happened, I think, in March when one committee was going there was an approval which was 1.5 million, but the total cost ended up going beyond 2 million. So a political approval had to be resubmitted because of the cost increases. But it was for other reasons, not like the issues of the venue and the like. So far, we are also trying to liaise with the South African High Commission just to check as to whether they can also assist with the venue. But if they have the conference facility, then that will minimize the cost. But if that is not the case, then hotels can be used for their conference facility.
Hotels is going to be very expensive when you use the High Commission or the embassy or South African soil. And most of these embassies have such a facility because they host business people, Yes, that's what they do. So try to go that route. Because the acting chairperson signed the document and the last two pages is the financials. I can't approve of something that's going beyond what the acting chairperson signed. Then I'm in trouble. It's the same principle as we have just dealt with municipalities and departments of this province called KZN. It's the same principle. I'm sticking to that. So I want to be updated. I'm back in Cape Town the 13th of July, and I'll meet with you again. To inform also the committee work, to be on board, to inform her that she's on board the whole time. Excuse me. Yes, Honourable Makashi.
You know, this is my nation. It's long discussed. We should not be having maybe, because we've got only a month to go. But what is worrying
me? You are spot on. It's worrying me long ago because it's the same route we took with Mexico. There's delay when it comes to the actual financials. That's where the outtrip was. The expenses just rise like that. But I'll keep in touch with them. Please, those officials that have to sign or do whatever, they must do it. And our recommendation was, after the Mexico trip, get one solid document, A, B, C, D, with certain sections, sign here, sign there, and you can do it within a week. Why must it take 36 days, as of us, before we left for Mexico? 36 days. It's ridiculous. So, yes, let's try and speed this up. And I want to know, where's the stoppage? Come and tell me. Let me phone that person. Okay, members, thank you. The meeting is adjourned. Enjoy your constituency period. Those going to Nazareth, enjoy that as well.
Yes.